So election campaigning is paused for Anzac Day, but it will be back in full swing tomorrow. And as we head towards poll day on 18th of May, political parties and lobby groups are increasing their efforts to grab your attention and to influence your vote. The right-leaning Australian Taxpayers Alliance, describes itself as a non-partisan grassroots activist group, is trying to do that by launching a new campaign app. Versions of the app have already been used overseas by the NRA, the National Rifle Association in America, and by pro-Brexit campaigners in Britain. But the rise of these campaign tools has some privacy experts concerned. Ariel Bogle is our technology reporter. Ariel, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
Tell us a little about this app that the Australian Taxpayers Alliance of all groups has launched.
Sure. Well, this app is interesting because it essentially gamifies political activism. If you sign up, you can earn points by donating, commenting on the app, sharing pre-written social media posts that the ATA have put forward, watching videos, inviting friends, the whole gamut. And the CEO of the company that helped build this app, YouCampaign, as you mentioned, has been rather prolific in the app building business, building for the NRA, even the America First app, which was in support of Trump. And he really talks about this app's importance as a way of getting out the vote in the United States.
Okay, so in this case, it's not about getting out the vote because Australians have to vote, but what are some of these messages? If you get points for sharing the messages, what are the messages?
Sure, so the Australian Taxpayers Alliance is really doubling down on issues like the franking credit debate. They talk a lot about, economic policy and Labor's, they question Labor's bona fides on economic policy.
So criticising Labor's tax tax policies like negative gearing concessions, capital gains tax.
Exactly, yes. So you can earn points by sharing these pre-written social media posts that the ATA has either posted on their own Facebook or Twitter. But I think what's really interesting and also concerning from a privacy perspective is this app gets put on your mobile phone. And of course, your mobile phone has a lot of very detailed personal information about you. And the app does request escalating permissions. So it might ask you, can we access your contacts? Can we access your calendar? It also asks whether it can access your exact geolocation. And these are very sensitive details.
I've never heard of Australian Taxpayers Alliance. Is it aligned to any political party that you can see?
Sure. Well, we spoke to the policy director there yesterday and he said this app is absolutely not affiliated with any political party. And that's really interesting too, because in Australia, political parties are exempt from the Privacy Act. You know, most businesses have to abide by a bunch of rules about what they do with your data. And probably the Australian Taxpayers Alliance, because it is not politically affiliated with a party, a registered party, will have to abide by those rules too. But more generally, there is growing concern about the way that Australian voters' data is being mined by not only lobby groups like the ATA or even GetUp, but parties themselves. And we heard actually from Fairfax, a report in Fairfax over the weekend, that the Liberal Party was a bit nervous about its own digital campaigning tool. This is called i360. They have some concerns apparently around how voter data is being protected. Of course, if you collect sensitive data, your people's names, their phone numbers, their addresses, maybe their political leanings, their interests, It's a hacking risk. It's an attractive pile of data for someone to get their hands on.
Well, and that was the warning, wasn't it? That, a while ago when we did have that hacked into political parties' databases, that they weren't really well enough protected, and there's been government support supposed to be available to the parties. I don't know if they've taken it up to try and give themselves better protection. Ariel, this is not the first app we've seen during this election, sort of like this gaming idea. Clive Palmer has also launched a mobile game. Is that what does that do? How does that work?
Yes, interesting development. A few months ago, Clive Palmer launched essentially a mobile game, a really sort of old school Nintendo-style game where you could move through different levels. But this, once again, had these same privacy concerns. It could access data off your phone, and people who are in the privacy business recommended to me yesterday that people only download these apps and use them with open eyes. Really make sure you're only sharing information you're comfortable with.
Is it possible with the Clive Palmer game to work out what they're trying to do with it?
Well, I think with the Clive Palmer game, it wasn't like this Australian Taxpayers Alliance app in that it wasn't asking people to actively campaign for Clive Palmer's point of view. It was really a attention-grabbing kind of stunt. pretty much in line with a lot of other Clive Palmer-related advertising activity to the tune of, I think, about $30 million of advertising budget so far.
Ariel, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Ariel Bogle, technology reporter with the Science Unit here at the ABC. And just a reminder, if you see any unusual campaigning during this election, texts, emails, social media ads, whatever games, the ABC wants to hear about them, search for the ABC's Hidden Campaign webpage and fill out the form there. So head to the ABC website, look for Hidden Campaign, and send us through any tidbits you might be picking up in your electorate or your area.